Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
If you are one of the four men who like the Barbie movie, I have the perfect job for you.
I liked it.
You did? Okay,
I did
perfect.
Like it.
There's three out there now.
A lot. Yeah.
Mark Maron's one of them. Very popular comedian, podcast host. He's a big fan, and he's calling out all men who had an issue with it that they need to get themselves checked because it actually was pro men, if you really think about it.
Tucker Carlson loved it.
He did?
No.
That's a lie. No. That means there's still two spots out there. So one of the most iconic lines in the movie is when Ken is like, people think my job is lifeguard, but it's really just beach. And what a good job he does at beach. So people on TikTok have actually been sharing their Ken's jobs. Like, my Ken's job is airplane. My Ken's job is boat. For example, Bert, your job is microphone. Mm-hmm. Tommy's job is buttons. But but if you want your job to be just beach, there is a place willing to pay you to do just that. The New York Post says a resort in the Maldives is hiring a quote-unquote Ken whose job will be quote-unquote beach. Apparently, it's only for residents of the United Kingdom, which sucks because unless you're listening to the Burt Show podcast from London, nobody listening can win. Oh. Whoever gets chosen will be flown out for 10 days along with, quote, a partner or Alan of their choosing. The winning applicant will have to know how to stand proudly in the sand, empty his head of all thoughts, hold and lean on a surfboard, much harder than you think to do, know all the words to push by Matchbox 20 by heart, have their rollerblades with them at all times, be proficient at guitar, have at least two pairs of sunglasses at all times, spend endless hours staring out over the Indian Ocean, keep track of the morning waves, and this will get most people. You have to have 60 years of experience as quote-unquote beach. That is preferred, but not essential.
60?
60. 60.
They're looking for a 60-year-old lifeguard?
I think so.
You know, thank you. And maybe,
I don't feel safe.
You might as well drown. Yeah.
Maybe it's like dog years, like it's 6 in human years, but 60 in Ken years. Any prospective applicants need to submit a 150-word essay explaining why they would be so good at beach. You have to be over the age of 18 and a registered resident of the UK.
If you get saved by a 60-year-old man and you're like in your 20s, a lifeguard, you can't tell anybody that. And you have to say to the lifeguard, this is between you and me.
Yes, you can. That is ages.
I would tell him, let me go.
I can take it from here.
Yeah. Let me go, man. Whatever happens, happens. This ain't my story.
Okay, so if you wouldn't be good at the job of beach, you might be good at the job of Uno. So Mattel is searching for a chief Uno player to introduce fans to the new Uno Quattro game. This job pays very well. You could get paid $4,444 a week to play the new Uno Quattro game and teach the new rules to fans. It's also based out of the very fancy New York City Pier 17, which is this gorgeous place right on the river. There's like a rooftop. It's very fancy. According to the company, the job requirements include a love for Uno, an outgoing personality, and an ability to work and play in NYC.
Nothing gets more heated than when you're playing with Uno and you don't have the same understandings of the rules because every house has different Uno rules.
It's very different.
I'm distracted by the 4444, though. Is that an
Quattro.
Oh, Quattro.
It's the Uno Quattro
game. Got you. The Uno Quattro game. Got
this
it.
Is what we like to call good marketing.
Yeah.
So we have an update on the criminal battery investigation that involved Cardi B. We've been talking about this thing all week. Cardi B was up on stage in Vegas, and she said to her fans, hey, why don't you throw some water on me? It's really
splashy.
It's really hot out here. Cool me down. And then when somebody had the audacity to follow with that request, she threw a mic at them. And the person who was hit by that microphone actually filed a police report. And now that mic, that allegedly the same mic, is on eBay right now, getting auctioned off for charity for like $100,000. Well, we have an update on that criminal battery investigation. Apparently, no charges will be filed, so Cardi B can walk free.
This is such a symbolic argument between a man and a woman right here. She asks for something, you think you give it to her the right way, and then she throws a microphone.
You asked for that. You asked for it. No.
So she'd come back, you said, no, I asked for it on that side of the stage. And he's like, I didn't know that the rules only applied to one side of the stage. Yep. Typical.
There's a video going viral of that, and it's a little girl telling her dad that she wants him to shave his beard.
Uh-huh.
And so he does it, and then she's like, why did you do that? And he's like, because you told me to. And she's like, I don't like it. Get it back. And he's like, I can't. You told me to shave it.
I've been on the receiving end of that microphone quite a few times.
Yeah, that conversation never ends.
Right. Yeah, let this be a lesson to all. If a woman asks you for something, just wait to four business days and then make the decision.
She might be PMSing. She might be on her period. I remember I made all of our lighting choices when I was on my period, and literally a week later went back and changed all of them because I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.